AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. It's early Thursday morning in Bahrain and missile alert sirens have been going off. This is Iran says it will retaliate for a new round of U.S. airstrikes. President Trump telling reporters Wednesday.
We're going to be attacking them, attacking them very hard.
You're resuming bombing?
We are. Based on the helicopter, I guess we have the right to do that. You know, they shot down a very, very incredible, actually an incredible machine.
U.S. Central Command says it's striking multiple targets in Iran in response to what it describes as Iran's unwarranted and continued aggression. Oil prices rose on news of earlier strikes. Meanwhile, the Labor Department says rising gasoline prices drove inflation to its highest level in 3 years last month.
Consumer prices rose 4.2%, the third straight monthly increase. President Trump's reaction?
I love the inflation. You know why? Because as soon as this war is over, you know, I can say it now. Something you didn't know. Do you know we've been taking out millions of barrels of oil? Nobody knows it. You know who doesn't know about it? Iran until right now.
The president feels gas prices will drop once the Iran war ends. But when that happens is unclear. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Donald Trump promised to lower costs on day one. But nearly 17 months since taking office, he and his MAGA majorities in Congress haven't lifted a finger to lower American costs.
Prices have now risen faster than wages for several months. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump signed a bill providing nearly $70 billion for immigration enforcement. And Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates testified before a House committee about his ties to Jeffrey Epstein, calling meeting him a grave error in judgment. This is AP News. A World Cup referee back home after being denied entry to the U.S.
Omar Artan was going to be the first referee from Somalia to officiate at a World Cup after making FIFA's final list for the tournament. On Wednesday, many Somalis gathered at Mogadishu Airport to greet Artan on his return. Youth activist Mohamed Antebo salutes one of the East African country's rising stars.
We are here to welcome our hero, Omar Artan. It's really great to see that young Somalis can excel and succeed in world stage.
On Tuesday, the head of the Somali Football Federation told the AP denying Artan this chance would have a significant impact on him and the wider Somali soccer community. He'd been denied entry at Miami International Airport on Saturday over vetting concerns, Customs and Border Protection said without giving details. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.